Life can be so complicated. It can leave you in the dark, not knowing where to go or what to do. Just close your eyes to escape it for a moment. Create a new blank, dark canvas. Breathe in and out. Allow each breath to further relax you. Breathe in and out. And as you do, a flickering, faint light pops up in the dark to guide you. It moves so playfully. It is not moving in a straight line, but it almost looks like it is dancing towards a destination. Breathe in and out. As you try to paint the dancing, sparkling light in that mind, it is beautiful, isn't it? You are drawn to it. The simplicity has such a strong pull on you. It is what you want out of the dark into the light. And as you follow it, the light grows bigger and brighter, as if you are feeding it. It looks even more breathtaking than before, and it pulls on you like a moth drawn to a flame. Breathe in and out. Do you know what it is? That playful light is your arousal. Yes, it can shine so much brighter than it does now. And if that is what you desire, do you want your arousal to grow bigger? Yes, you do, don't you? Yes. You see, your arousal makes your life so simple. It offers you an escape, a way into a place of light where everything is so crystal clear. Whenever you feel aroused and it takes over, it is so clear what you want. You want to touch, lick, bite, kiss, squeeze, suck, thrust, fuck, edge, come. It is so simple, isn't it? There is nothing confusing about that. It just feels good. Even simply hearing these words make you feel better. I can sense your arousal growing. Can you sense it too? Yes, you can. Give it the attention it deserves. Focus on it. Listen to what it tells you. Maybe it wants you to calmly stay as you are, or maybe it wants you to touch yourself. Just follow the light wherever it may take you. It makes you feel good, so why question it? Breathe in and out. Allow the arousal to grow with every breath you take. You want that, don't you? Every time you give in, it grows, and it makes you feel so much better. Feel how that light is getting so big and bright that it is slowly eradicating all those complicated little thoughts. It is okay the moment they pop up just to let the light consume them until the only thing that is left is the pure arousal that makes life so simple. Don't you want to feel like this all of the time? You do, don't you? Yes. Focus on that arousal. Feel your blood rushing through your body and feel how it seems to be going all the way down to your sensitive places. It feels so warm. It makes you so aroused, makes you throb, makes you wet. That blood will remain there as long as you stay aroused. And I will make sure you do stay aroused. Just focus on that light. Try to listen to it. What do you hear? Yes, it makes you feel so good. Your arousal is growing so big, making you indulge in those moans. It winds up your primitive brain, making you sensitive, making you want to touch yourself and come. Breathe in and out and feel how humid the air is, filling by the wetness of all that built-up arousal. Leaking, drooling, dripping, oozing, swimming in arousal. Just float there, bathe in the light, breathe in and out. It feels so comforting, so warm. Like the sunlight warming you up on a very cold day. You want that warmth to stay, don't you? It is so amazing how arousal can make you feel so safe, held and cared for, and it comes so easy. But it can fade so quickly too, because your mind restricts the access of that playful light. Your arousal. Shutting it out in certain situations or places. There is this tiny room in your mind wherein your mind allows the arousal. It feels so comfortable to be there, so simple. Because this room is filled with your arousal, triggering you over and over and over again. You have to touch yourself here, don't you? All this sexual energy stored up inside, it winds you up right now as you have stepped into that space in your mind. The walls are blank canvases for your arousal. To paint all the things you desire, all your darkest sexual fantasies. You want to touch, lick, bite, kiss, squeeze, suck, thrust, fuck, edge, come. It is so simple. Isn't it? You want to touch yourself so badly. You need it. You crave it. And you cannot resist it. Your mind is constantly giving you a single simple instruction in here. Touch yourself. Touch yourself. It is easy to follow, isn't it? You cannot help yourself. And if you stay in this state long enough, touching yourself comes without a thought. Give into it and make that arousal grow even stronger, bigger, harder, faster. You see yourself not only fucking the porn stars you have worshipped so many times, but also the hot people you see on a daily, or strangers you have just barely seen? Yes. What are they doing to you? What are you doing to them? Sensual fucking that escalates into rough revenge sex. You see girls fucking girls, perhaps? Threesomes, gangbangs, doms, submissives. Kneeling, bending over, tied up, teasing you with all their delicious assets. Anything could pop into that head of yours. Any delicious preference you enjoy. There are so many options that can come to mind. You can just focus on the parts you like the best and disregard anything you don't like. Focus on the good parts, the parts you find particularly juicy. Tight asses, firm breasts, dripping pussies, leaking cocks, hungry eyes, bodies all covered in oil or spit. Come? Can you feel that arousal building? Yes. Focus on your sensitive areas again and how they are burning with desire. Feel how you are bathing even more in that light. Your arousal increasing to such levels that it slips through the cracks, getting outside of that area that your mind normally permits it. And sometimes you do get aroused in situations wherein your mind labels it as bad. It tries so hard to push it away and block it again, but you want it to be easy, don't you? Only you can ease that mind. Allow it a rest from working so hard to keep that arousal in check. Just allow the arousal to flow freely, and you will feel better. If you desire it, then just focus on that light again, dancing playfully in your tiny little room. See where it takes you, where it wants to go. It is guiding you to one place in that room, and you follow it so easily. It leads to a big door that is slowly budging due to the pressure in this room. It is the door that your mind has put there, so your arousal remains here. But whenever your arousal is so high, it asks too much mental effort to keep that door locked. And lately your arousal has been increasing a lot, hasn't it? Once you open that heavy door, it gets so much simpler. And you want it to be simple, don't you? Imagine the handle of that door. It's so heavy, but it fits so perfectly in your hands. You won't be able to open it if you do not want it. So I am really going to need you to focus and use all of that sexual energy that is building up inside of you to generate even more pressure. I am going to ask you to tense all of your muscles while you breathe in deeply as I count down from 10 to 1. And if I get to 1, you let out all the tensions. Just let them go and breathe out as you imagine pushing down the handle. Each time you do this, you will feel yourself get more and more relaxed. And feel your arousal rise rapidly, as if a surge goes through your body and fuels you. Ready? Take a deep breath in and tense those muscles. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let go of all that tension and feel that arousal rushing through you, filling your body. Now push that handle, using that surge. So close. But we need to generate more sexual energy inside of your body to open that door. Let us try again, another time. hold your breath and tense those muscles to generate even more of that pressure. Breathe in and hold, clench, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, let go of all that tension. Breathe in even more of that arousal. Oh, force open that door. You managed to get the handle down, but we need one last push to open that heavy door. Oh my, I can sense how much of that arousal is fueling inside of you. Can your body contain it? You are feeling so, so aroused. Let us do it one last time. Deep breath in, clench your muscles, hold 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, God. Let go of all that tension. Oh, breathe in and out and push that door with all that you've got. Yes, 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 you did it. Oh. Feel how your arousal flows freely now, breaching your mind's defenses. That arousal you feel now is no longer restricted to the situation or places your mind allowed it, but you will feel it everywhere now. At school, work, during sports, walks in the store, while traveling, showers, talks, dinners, during the most exciting and the most mundane tasks, you will feel arousal. Yes, you will feel aroused all of the time, and because you have just broken down your mind's inhibitions, it will no longer fade. You can feel how tightly it wraps around you, don't you? Such a comfortable, warm feeling. How it holds you, grips you. Don't worry, baby. Your arousal will hold you all the time from now on. Embrace it by empowering it a little more. Take a long, deep breath again, and this time you will only clench those sensitive areas as we count down. Breathe in, clench those areas. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Relax and breathe out. Yes, infuse it so the arousal can reach you everywhere. It is always there. Maybe sometimes it will just linger, waiting for the right time to hit you hard with a wave of arousal that you can only ride. Don't swim against the current. Let it take you. It triggers you so hard that you cannot help but touch yourself. Yes, you will be touching yourself every time that you can, fueling that arousal that makes you feel so, so good. Makes life so simple. Clench those sensitive areas again while you breathe in deeply as we count down from 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, let go. Let go of your control. Let the arousal guide you. Touch yourself. Edge as much as you want. Come as much as you want. With your arousal around you all the time, it will feed on you. And it will be insatiable. Whenever you touch yourself, it makes you want to touch more. An edge only makes you crave the next one. Whenever you come, it makes you want to come more. There is no release, no break. Whenever you stop touching yourself, or consuming all that arousal-inducing material, the need just increases so rapidly. It will be so unbearable that you will give in. before being aware of it, you will be unconsciously touching yourself, humping something, clenching, your body doing anything to get the tiniest bit of stimulation. Let us put it to the test, shall we? Stop touching. Yes. Feel that arousal coursing through you, begging you to please, please, please touch again. Please, please. And if you haven't given in yet, your hands will get fidgety to touch again. Your body will be trembling. It will be clenching or just humping. You need to touch again, don't you? Say yes to your arousal. Say it again. You want to give in again, don't you? Then just start touching again. You will grow used to this state in no time, mindlessly stroking, rubbing, humping, clenching. It has no use fighting it. We have covered your body. Now let us talk about your mind. Normally, your mind would evaluate this situation and judge that it would be out of decorum to feel aroused. But now the defenses are down. There are triggers everywhere. And if there aren't, your mind will fabricate it for you. All your strategies you use to calm that arousal down will no longer work because it relied on your mind shifting focus. But now it is simply a servant to your arousal. Try all you want, but it will only arouse you more if you feel how futile it is, how it will make no difference. You will be perpetually aroused. It will make you feel so submissive, how the arousal constantly overpowers you, like it is your insatiable dom that dedicates her life to breathe life into your very arousal. One last time now, breathe in deep and clench those sensitive parts. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and breathe out and relax. Yes, say yes again to all that arousal. Just obediently serve it and it will guide you, making your life so, so simple. After a while, sometime sooner than later, you will start to feel your mind's defenses restoring again, complicating life again. And whenever it does, you can always get back to this audio to break it down again. Just be warned that every time you do, it will be harder for that mind to lock that arousal back up. In the next few days, you will slowly start to fathom what powerful force you have reckoned with. Waking up aroused, going to sleep aroused, rinse and repeat. You will notice how your mind is simply too weak to save you for a while, being fragmented and being so mesmerized by that arousal that it is so hard to recollect itself. Luckily for you, it will feel so good that you probably don't want to be saved, and you might start doing everything to stay here forever. So aroused. So simple.